War Dogs, written by Tony Park and Shane Bryant, and read by James Saunders. The rain had stopped, but it was still so cold up in the mountains, it hurt. I took out a plastic bag of dog food and fed my dog, Ricky, then looked after my needs with some chunked and formed crap from an MRE, meal ready to eat, or meal rejected by Ethiopians. I was in the team sergeant's Humvee. Before he did his evening walk around the other vehicles, he told us what was what. "They're all around us," the grizzled Green Beret said, almost as though he were relishing this revelation. "I got a feeling we're going to get hit again tonight, so stay sharp." I nodded. Two ticks, troops in contact, what the Americans called firefights, in one day had been pretty full on, I thought. God knows what the night has in store. "We're getting lots of ICOM chatter. They're out there, and they might be looking for another fight." The team sergeant added that headlights moving around the hills had been spotted, which was a bad sign, as villagers knew that, due to a curfew, they needed to be indoors by 6 in the evening. You could assume that anyone driving around at night was doing so for disturbing reasons. "Don't worry too much, though. We got Spectre overhead tonight." It was good to know the AC-130 Spectre gunship was orbiting up there somewhere, unseen and unheard, ready to unleash its awesome fury if needed. The AC-130 was a converted four-engine Hercules transport aircraft, which was loaded with guns and ammo. It had 40mm cannons, six-barreled 20mm electric Gatling guns, and even a 105mm howitzer on board. Someone had radioed that they'd seen movement at about 300 metres from our position, which was why Spectre had been called online. I could hear it droning above us now, and so could whoever else was out there among the rocks and boulders. I felt better. No one fucks with you when they know Spectre's overhead. Like everyone else on the team, I had to take my turn on picket, my guard duty shift, during the night. The US Army, particularly its Special Forces, SF, isn't as slack regarding discipline in the field as some people like to make out. Smoking wasn't allowed at night, so I had taken up chewing tobacco to help keep me awake. I'd chew it while we were driving around on missions as well, to help keep me alert and to give me something to do while I was sitting behind my gun. The tobacco doesn't usually taste too bad, like a strange-tasting chewing gum. Some of the flavours, such as raspberry, are really disgusting, but I usually went with peppermint. The Americans are all into chewing tobacco and call it taking a dip. As usual, I had a one-hour shift. One of the only things I was scared of in Afghanistan was fucking up and letting the team down. They treated me as one of their own. When I was pulling my night shift, other people's lives were in my hands. I sat in the truck behind the 240 light machine gun, chewing tobacco and spitting the juice into an empty half-litre plastic water bottle. I stared out into the bleak mountain night and listened to the muted voices coming from the radios of other vehicles in the convoy.